Our first short letter today was inspired by the success, so far, of Ed Balls and Norwich City. B. Bond of Wycliffe Road in Norwich wrote, "If Norwich City win promotion back into the Premier League, it would be nice to see Delia and Ed dance on the pitch in the last home game of the season."
The emails this week were dominated by Coleman's Mustard. Ted wrote, "This has to be the best one yet. The scare tactics continue. You must think the British public are even more stupid than they look. I'm sure China will be only too happy to supply us with mustard." And Paul Hu added, "Given the plummet of sterling due to Brexit, this will just be the thin end of the wedge. You can stick your head in the sand and repeat the mantra of, all those business people and pesky experts are lying, we have control of our country back. But the isolationist vote is going to cause a bumpy ride. I would expect the pound has fallen against the Chinese currency too, so raw materials will still be expensive." Kenzie was shocked at Ted's email. Well done to Ted, sitting with his hands over his ears, trying to ignore the early stages of the predicted chaos that a Brexit vote would bring. His solution to the crisis? Take back our country by asking the Chinese to sell us a product already being manufactured on the outskirts of Norwich. Perhaps he can explain his thought processes to the local workers and farmers who will be affected. Moan, Moan, Moan said, "All quite basic economics. Slump in GDP, who saw that coming, increases deemed cost of imported goods. Unilever supply more than Coleman's Mustard and to a greater geographic than Norfolk. This cost then needs to be passed on from Unilever to Tesco, who will in turn pass the cost on to the consumer. You can't pull the plug from the bath and expect the water to remain." But Big Chair disagreed. "Yes, the Brexit vote has caused a slump in the pound and will continue to do so, and therefore imports will go up in price. However, this particular case seems to be about Unilever using it as an excuse to increase prices and Tesco not wanting to pay the market price. Any increase in raw material prices would not have filtered through this quickly, and the main ingredient for Coleman's Mustard is not imported."
Margaret Haley, a regular writer to the Evening News and to Let's Talk, wrote in short about Norwich Market. "I thought it unrealistic that Martin Potter thinks that those in charge of Norwich Market need to find ways of attracting younger people, both as stallholders and customers, as this is the only way to guarantee the market's future. I'd like to say that, in its history, Norwich Market has always been alive with people of every kind, both stallholders and shoppers. This is still going on with the amazing 183 stalls listed in the Evening News October the 5th, including the Little Red Rooster coffee stall that has a very young owner, Darren Groom. Older people like myself have thoroughly enjoyed everything that has been on offer over there over the years, including as Mike and Bernie Witters, who had a clothes stall on the back of the market. They entertained the public, customers or not, with their special brand of humour. I was even allowed to buy the clothes without giving up precious clothing coupons because every Saturday morning I queued up at the horse meat stall to get them horse meat for their dog. At Saturday tea time, Norwich Market also used to be a treasure trove for people, grateful to pick up free fruit and vegetables, generously given by stallholders so nothing was wasted. A wonderful lot of people. Norwich Market has also had moments like Tales of the Unexpected. I remember seeing at one of the brickbrack stalls a framed photograph of my parents on their wedding day, and that took place in 1925. This was 50 years ago. I bought it from the stall and the holder, who laughingly told me it must have been on her stall as a result of a house clearance.